President Trump's national security team is meeting today to explore possible responses to Iran's continued brutal crackdown on protesters. In a statement last night, the president warned that any country doing business with Iran will now face an immediate 25% tariff on trade with the United States. A prominent human rights group has confirmed at least 650 deaths, though the real toll may be significantly higher. From Washington, correspondent Tom Bateman reports that the new tariffs may trigger another escalation with China, a major buyer of Iranian oil. While military action remains a possibility, White House officials say no final decision has yet been made and that communication channels remain open. The UK Prime Minister has issued a strong warning to Elon Musk's social media platform X, demanding stricter action to stop its AI tool, Grok, from generating non-consensual sexualized images. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has accused X of protecting abusers, while Ofcom says it may take legal action if the platform fails to comply. Mr. Musk responded, stating that users misusing the tool will face consequences, but critics say this is not enough. New figures from the Home Office show that immigration enforcement raids have reached record levels, with a 77% increase since Labour took power. Arrests of undocumented migrants have risen by 83%, though Conservative critics accuse the government of weakening UK borders. Ministers, however, insist the strategy is firm but fair. The BBC has uncovered alarming data. Over half of the 16,000 children who received treatment for drug and alcohol addiction last year were under the age of 15. A coroner's report highlights critical gaps in access to care, with parents describing poor regional support and the absence of state-funded residential rehab facilities. One mother, whose teenage son died in 2020, said, "A drugs worker every 2 weeks can't compete with the pressure from dealers." The Office for Environmental Protection has issued a stark warning. The government is not on track to meet its legally binding 2030 environmental targets. These include goals on air quality, biodiversity, and waste reduction. Although progress has been made in some areas, such as restoring wildlife habitats, most targets show limited or mixed progress. The government says it will respond to the report in due course. In entertainment, Prince Andrew faces renewed scrutiny over his past ties to Jeffrey Epstein, sparking fresh criticism across political parties. Meanwhile, the British film Adolescence continues its award season success after sweeping the Golden Globes, while AI regulation and environmental pressure dominate headlines in Parliament. Weather: Manchester, a mostly grey and chilly day across Greater Manchester. Expect cloud cover for most of the morning, with brief spells of sunshine later in the afternoon. Highs of 6 de Gracias, with light westerly winds. That's all for now from Neakoff Radio News. More updates every hour. Stay informed and stay with us.